91.3 KBCS. Today, April 30th, marks 50 years since the end of the Vietnam War and the fall of Saigon to the North Vietnamese Army. Independent producer, journalist, and KBCS contributor Jenny Cecil Moore was fortunate to meet with Nam Nguyen, Executive Director of Washington State Commission on Asian Pacific American Affairs, for an interview about his arrival in the United States and how the Vietnamese community will honor this anniversary.
Some people, like myself, want to emphasize what we have done and kind of celebrate how we have built a unique culture. Essentially, what my parents and the people who came before them built is a nation within the United States. And that was not there before. And I think that's something that should be celebrated. At the same time, we have to recognize that for a lot of the people who fought in the war, including our American allies, the South Vietnamese ally, the United States, so they lost a lot. They died. And what happened after is not well known. You can see it's rarely talked about what happened to the South Vietnamese that stayed behind, like my parents. They went to re-education camp. Many of them died in the camp. Certainly the treatment was not humane. And that's something that's not often talked about. And that's something that should be remembered and not lost. I was part of the Third Ways, which is my formal kind of refugee status, early departure. Formal refugee status in that you can apply for in Vietnam and you get sponsored to go directly to the United States. That was available for officers of the South Vietnamese Army and people who work with the American government. And at the time, I was 7-ish year old, very skinny little kid. I had several bouts with basically tropical disease. I don't know why, but I think it's maybe the Seattle fresh air. That when you just land here, my health immediately improved. And I landed as a kid who didn't speak any English. We took classes, and all I could remember from those classes is two words. I only know two words in English, and that was okay and avocado. I don't know why, but that's the only two words that stuck. And after that, things took off, and we built our lives in this country. But we still remember a lot of the tradition of the Vietnamese culture, right? That's the wonderful thing about the United States, that we were able to bring things along and not have to get rid of them. My parents didn't think we would ever eat Vietnamese food or visit Vietnam again. But our culture was endurable. The things that we brought, it's just not the common things people think about. Food, pho, it's probably now the most beaten chicken teriyaki as the state dish. It's also institution like the Catholic Church and things like scouting. We brought over the tradition of enemy scouting to the United States, which I was a part of for many years. I'm Vietnamese American, and it is important to me to both respect what my parents went through and what my grandparents went through fighting the war and what they lost and what the suffering that was that happened because of the war. But at the same time, I do want to also celebrate what my parents and my grandparents and the people who came from 1975 on have accomplished throughout the year. And I think that's just as important as remembering what we lost. Other community, Southeast Asian community, also have remembered this particular year as their arrival in the United States. The Laotian community will have an event in August at the state capitol to mark that particular day. The Cambodian community also have events marking their particular arrival, which is around the same time, Southeast Asia migration in the United States. Whereas there were none of this community existed before 1975. Now there's over several million of us here. And we're contributing to the economic and cultural life of this country, as similar to immigrants group before.
That was Nam Nguyen, Executive Director of Washington State Commission on Asian Pacific American Affairs, in an interview with Jenny Cecil Moore, independent local producer and contributor to KBCS, telling his story about coming to America during the Vietnam War and how we should commemorate today, April 30th, and the 50 years since the fall of Saigon to the North Vietnamese Army, ending the Vietnam War. Local organizations are commemorating this milestone with a number of events and exhibitions. There's a film screening Saigon to Seattle 50 years after the war happening at Hope Might Park in Seattle this Saturday, May 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And also a photo exhibit that launches at Friends of Little Saigon called We Are Soldiers Too, that's running through June 14th. We'll post some links and more information about these exhibits on our website, kbcs.fm. Thank you so much for joining us here at listener-supported community radio 91.3 KBCS